It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. Wildlife managers are investigating the death of a Mexican gray wolf found last month in New Mexico. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said Wednesday that the endangered wolf belonged to the Whitewater Canyon Pack, which has been roaming in the north-central area of the Gila National Forest. Officials say from January to June, there have been 7 documented wolf mortalities. According to survey results earlier this year, there were at least 131 wolves in the mountain ranges spanning southwestern New Mexico and southeastern Arizona. Despite years of media attention, it's still hard to tell how many women in the U.S. are dying of pregnancy-related complications. That's according to a study from the Rockefeller Institute. As KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, the study says there are efforts to improve outcomes for women, but more needs to be done to improve data.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimate that the average maternal mortality rate in the U.S. is about 17.2 per 100,000 live births, which is higher than any other developed country. And researchers across the country say that rate could be even higher. The study's authors say it should become mandatory for states to collect their maternal mortality data and send it to the CDC for evaluation so the federal health agency can have a clear picture of what's going on. The study also says states with high rates of maternal deaths should try to model states like California, where officials have found a way to cut rates in half over a few short years. The study also found that race and country of origin were key factors influencing maternal mortality. Non-immigrant Black women are most at risk for dying during childbirth in the U.S.
In Austin, I'm Ashley Lopez.
Okay, let's move on now to a local viewpoint. Two candidates have announced that they will challenge incumbent Democratic New Mexico State Senator Mary Kay Papin in the Democratic primary in 2020. Commentator Walt Rubel shares his thoughts.
During a radio interview last week, the head of a Santa Fe-based progressive advocacy group said it was treasonous for Democrats in the New Mexico Senate to have voted for Mary Kay Papin for president pro tem. So we should have them executed? Papin has served in the Senate since 2001. She had previously been president of the board of the La Casa Domestic Violence Shelter in Las Cruces and continued her support for victims of domestic violence while in the legislature. She's also been the most dedicated and committed member of the legislature in the fight to improve care and treatment for the mentally ill. In 2010, she and former U.S. Senator Pete Domenici were recipients of the National Tory Advocacy Award for their efforts to expand access to mental health services. But Papin ran afoul of progressives this session when she voted against the bill sponsored by Representative Joanne Ferrari of Las Cruces that would have removed the old law still on the books criminalizing abortion. The bill passed on a 40-29 vote in the House, but was defeated in the Senate 24-18. Papin was one of 8 Democrats to vote against the bill, along with Pete Campos, Carlos Cisneros, Richard Martinez, George Munoz, Gabriel Ramos, Clemente Sanchez, and John Arthur Smith. Papin also fell into disfavor with progressives for her votes against bills to outlaw coyote killing contests, prevent local efforts to impose right-to-work laws, and study the proposal for a state bank. And so, she'll face a primary challenge in 2020. Carrie Hamblin, executive director of the Las Cruces Green Chamber of Commerce, has announced that she'll seek the seat. So has Tracy Perry, CEO of Direct Therapy Services. Papin has announced that she'll seek re-election. As a constituent who lives in District 38, I'm thrilled there's going to be an actual debate this year. I respect Senator Papin, and I appreciate the good work she's done on a number of important issues, but I've got some questions about her votes. Why keep antiquated laws on the books? Why are gruesome contests celebrating mass slaughter a good thing? I look forward to a spirited, respectful campaign where the senator's forced to defend her position. If, as Hamblin and Terry believe, the district has become more progressive than its senator, then a change will be in order. I feel the exact same way about the primary challenge to Senator John Arthur Smith in Deming, for the exact same reason. Papin and Smith are both so formidable, they've avoided challengers in the past. But it is possible that both are no longer in step with their districts. We'll find out in November. That's what elections are for. Along with the primary challenges, there will also be an effort to revise how the Senate picks its president. Papin was first elected on a 42-0 vote in 2013, but she wasn't the Democrats' first choice. Pete Campos had the support of the caucus, but Papin had enough Republican votes to win. Progressive advocates will try to make a change from within by getting all Senate Democrats to agree to go along with whoever has the most votes in the caucus. I doubt that'll be successful. Senators tend to be protective of their independence. Reform is needed in the Senate, but it's in the committee process, where chairmen routinely kill bills without debate. The biggest problem with the Senate is its system, not its leaders. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
Walt Rubel's columns appear in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.